tired of tossed green salads, no matter what their subtleties of flavor. I want a salad of a dozen tiny vegetables, rosy potatoes in their tender skins, asparagus tips, pod peas, beans 2 inches long and slender as thick hairs. I want them cooked, each alone to fresh perfection. I want them dressed all together in a discreet veil of oil and condiments. Why not? What in peacetime is to prevent it? Are we too busy being peaceful for such play? Are beautiful. They do not have authority. Even the manager has no authority. If pushed, he will just call someone who also has no ultimate authority. It's extremely pleasing to recognize this fact. One feels so fairly situated in the teeming absence of authors. At Wendy's, one writes not from an author, but to an author, a sleeping owner who will never wake. There is something quite wonderful about making bread. You can't bully it, for one thing. You just have to cooperate with the process. Turn, press, fold, add a little more flour, turn, press, fold. I don't think bread worries about its own performance. Doesn't ask the cook, am I doing this the right way? Does rye bread know more than I do? Then all is safe, and the Schlagober is gone. You may drink. The coffee in the cup should be like the shade of brown, see? The first part, when you eat the Schlagober of the cappuccino, is like child. All sweet, light und frivolous. The second part is like middle age. The countess paused. but I have nothing poetic to say about that, she went on. And the last is old age. Black and bitter, perhaps, but maybe the best part for those who have developed taste. Pasta with smoked trout and golden caviar. Half pound fresh pasta dough. 2 ounces smoked trout. 1 cup heavy cream. Salt and pepper to taste. 2 tablespoons golden caviar. Roll 1/2 pound fresh pasta dough as thin as possible and cut into fettuccine noodles. Flour the noodles lightly. Spread them on a baking sheet. Cover with a tea towel and refrigerate until ready to cook. Flake 2 ounces smoked trout and set aside. Bring a large pot of salted water to a boil. Meanwhile, in a large sauté pan, reduce 1 cup heavy cream slightly over medium heat. Cook the fettuccine al dente about 40 to 60 seconds. Drain. Off the heat, toss the fettuccine and the flaked trout into the cream. Season lightly with salt and pepper. Put equal mounds of pasta on 2 warm serving dishes and garnish each with a tablespoon of golden caviar. Seat covers, warm urine in the air, and trash fires. Baffing around corners, slinking into your shoes, your toes, you give them a wiggle. Stretching your breath into your skull and ears, out from your head. Eyes tamping lashes glittering all around this town. The passenger. Like a sack of day-old porcini ravioli, shrink-wrapped in room temp, you are delivered. Thank you. haptic hand quivers with the doorman's soft, balmy palms. You two make wet and wistful eyes at one another.
Always gonna shoot you down.
He has an alcoholic Copal and coffee scent, cropped double-breasted black blazer, unbuttoned with a wooden vampire killing stake on a chain. Spandex black shorts, tramp stamped with the lasso whipped cursive. Stirrups. Patent leather mules, no sock check, just skin on skin. His wee little toes, tight and tucked, smooshed together, sweating, slipping, aching. Heart pounding beats and blood, just relishing in the thought of being released. Those filthy little wet dogs. You look into his smoky eyes as he backs it up into your lap and winds you into the club. Fantasy thick metal walls with no visible windows and no ceiling, other than the faint force field like liquid affect on the sky above. The building is a cylinder, big enough for the walls to have a gentle and subtle curve. Think 12 quart stockpot, expanded. Think municipal water container. Enough to quench the thirst of a city of 2 million. And bing, boom, splat. You're just another vegetable wading into the evening soup. Warm your carrot body in safflower oil and cook till tender. Your pulse deepening, chest heaving and tightening. Your deep breath flushing your face. Immediate perspiration. Panic subsides and rhythmic warming of your body begins. Heave-ho.
Essa parte tá louca, já tira a roupa na onda do canque da Jack de meu. Desce com a cheira, desce com a chiqueca. Fiz essa. Ela me pede gelo na ponta do grana.
The new, faded you, dizzying your steps, glancing up at the liquid sky above, panning your vision down to your soaked hands, drips reflecting the party lights of yin-yang devils with tight chokers, choking their grin on their face wider and wider. Your face dips closer to the drip on your hand, reflecting the party around you. Your spirit lists slightly towards being a Pixar character. Your curves rounding, your skin simplifying, head shape becomes more like a ball on a stick. Your movements become distinctly tethered to the vectors of the universe. Unknown points of origin traced to your movements. The same unknown points trace the distance from you to the wall, your head to the tabletop, from cocktail to mouth, yin-yang grin to drip, from drip to eye, eye to brain and back. Peering into the reflection of you and your cross-eyed breath cast upon the drip, you watch the little devils swell and dip with your inhale and exhale. Their bodies bloating and squeezed, grins warping as more sweat pools on your hand. Feverishly, your frog self licks the sweaty voila. Like the first wave, you crash back into your body. Time for a drink. a Scooby-Doo be duped cocktail. Sour cherry, ripe caramel rim job in a goblin's goblet.
Real in the mix. Back full well, I'm pretty sure she bad in her bed. Cock up, boom, boom, funny movie.
The cup is from the underworld. A dark, mystical piece that when inspecting the outside, you can almost make out the eyes, faces, and bodies of the trapped souls within. The bittersweet tango of death and life. Suffering and elation in one cup. The dog dick of the dog is the cup of your cocktail.
Whiny, 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 you don't stop me now. Get me ready, 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 ring a daughter, ting it up. Me like when you broth your back.
Broth, broth, broth. Carrots, leeks, niboshi, onion skins, mustard greens, sashay, shiitake, celery, cardoon, black peppercorns, bay leaf, butternut squash skins, parsley, parsnip, thyme, oregano, onion, clove of crushed garlic, bell peppers, bok choy, white wine vinegar, bones, necks, legs, and thighs, hips melted, stirred, swirled, bounced, slurped, and slapped. Parsley slips out of their sachet. You two find a corner of the pot. There, leaves draped all over your ever-cooked body. Parsley grows weak in the heat. You two melt together. Bodies disappear. Your essence slowly leaving you. Once a whole carrot, greens and all. Now a droplet of savory water. One of billions that make up this party. Parsley, carrot, necks, thighs. The only one making it alone are the bones, once foundational, now destined to a slow burn. They will join the soup one day through another entrance. Bones crushed, dusted into shadows, the slow rave of collagen and calcium. Slim-fitting number you're wearing fits right in. Turmeric gin fizz, golden thong, salmon and walnut fish stuff. Helmet, linguine, con chorizo. Hovering little goddess servers zip float around. These goddess men wear delicate silk and lace-trimmed shorts. Their blonde hair slicked back, no shirts, and have deep plunging necklaces of sterling silver thread woven into Cyrillic-esque patterns. The lace, a crisp silvery white, the delicate flourishes outlined with silk turquoisey emerald thread, cream-colored elastic stretching from one frail garment to another, holding their bodies in erotic embrace. Accents of pastel neon greens and oranges draw lines like sportwear over their otherwise delicate little numbers. The hoverboards glow colors that match the outfits, as though they are sponsored by a naturopathic Russian sports drink. Arctic Press. Arctic Press and the S. drips from your mouth into the goddess server's mouth like the serpent in Loakon on his son. The press and X hold you two in warm embrace. Your worlds parallax around each other. You pivot on one point. Periphery becomes one blur. Both sharing the same blur, the same vision, the same body. You feel yourself in their lingerie. Deep breath. You feel their soft necklace plunging down your chest. The weightlessness of a nearly naked uniform. Their athletic aroma. Sweet, all-natural mountain blaze. Strong minerality. Tannic on the tongue, effervescent strawberry jam, flowers and herbs. They have a slow, long finish of tart berries and mellow salinity. The S, leaving your mouth and body, slowly and delicately you are left lifted and blissed. Numb-faced, you poof a puff into your mezcal meringues, merlot, poached apricots, and sugar cookies made of larded pie dough. Fatted and swooned, you move your body to the bar. The bar is a series of deep mermaid green high-heeled pumps, about 3 feet long. They are turned perpendicular to the ground, balancing on the tippy toe. Stilettos tucked into heels, 20 of them lined up supporting one another. The repetition of the heels form hourglass silhouettes and soft curves to make the surface of the bar top. All poised in a light arc around a soft, glowing, clear glass Modigliani-inspired sculpture of two nudes twisted up like pretzels. Flat body parts and geometrified faces stretched with little mouths. The lips burnished by the folklore of luck, each patron swapping spit with the glass and a touch on the ass. Little dishes of pearl candies glitter in the monotone, moonlight haze of the bar. All liquids are held in triphonic, hand-blown glass chalices. They vary in size from 6 inches to 2 feet tall. Each alcohol is transferred to its appropriate chalice. Vodka in medium, Magnum champagne in the XL, and so on. The bartender, hovering, carries a large glass trophy chalice with both hands. Their silhouette transforms through the relief sculpted scenes on the exterior of the chalice, a familiar goblin slash devil antics and seduction. The devil seems to be reclined and teasing the goblin with something to eat, pulling it just out of reach from the goblin who is lying down. His head outstretched, gulping at the offering. The transparency of the chalice confuses the server's nipples with the devil's horns, and the goblin's face swirls in place of their belly. Blood, amber liquid is poured spillily, glasses wobble, server's body flexing. Taut and poised in an ancient and seancic type of ritual. Solstice oyster soup, a celery cognac flambé, ruby red venison tartare, quail egg and peach foam, pastrami spring onion tart with sauerkraut coulis. turtle bacchanal, peerless pork poof, slivered rockfish with apples, 6-inch chrome helix dipped into rye flakes, salt and dried chipped pork. Your nose dances around like the inside of a big Bordeaux. As glasses clink, the ring and wine consumes you. You remember you are a droplet, wine or broth, sweat or rain, ocean or vector. Formless, but for your liquidity, you are now sloshing and swirling up the gentle curve of the glass, blown in Zwiesel, blown for scent, blown for expansion, for contemplation, blown for fragility and clarity. Your wine body gently sliding up the curve of the glass, reaching the lip, peeking over the rim and sliding back to the depths of the glass through the middle magenta, blood and rose. Moving up the familiar but opposite direction towards the mirrored apex. Each reflected journey from side to side, familiar but different. The half pipe of ecstatic entanglement, the desperation of the familiar. Your scent, molecularly huffed, gurgled, and slurped. I bought a salad just to look at it, smell it, rub it on my face. Again, I'm feeling like a doctor, but now the feeling is clearer. I feel like an ancient doctor, with ancient ideas about what need be done. I ask the register girl if it would be possible to have small holes drilled into my skull so that a good strong coffee could be poured down onto my brain. Also adds with some glee that he was sick as a pup after eating the first incredibly elaborate meal, after months of monotonous good health and his own Spartan stew. I know a man who killed another with kindness, and too much rich food upon a long, starved stomach. It was clearly accidental manslaughter.